The 54th New Year School and Conference opens today at the Great Hall of the University of Ghana. This year's event will focus on improved water, sanitation and hygiene as key to the future of the nation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the director of this year's event, Dr. Michael Tego, said all is set for a smooth takeoff.
We think that water, sanitation and hygiene are pillars of human development. When you have improved access to water and hygiene and sanitation, you have healthy people and your nation is able to make a lot of progress.
Who are the key speakers for the New Year School?
Well, the team is usually broken down into several sub-teams, and this year we have 8 sub-teams. The first sub-team is improved water for all, realistic strategies and policy. And we are inviting Mr. Ni Boy Ayibotile. We have Mr. Bishop Akologo from ISODEC, and then Mr. Clement Bugatti from Community Water and Sanitation Program. We have another sub-team which is ensuring sanitation for all, the role of the MMDA. And the speaker is Dr. Alfred Oko Vanderpoel, the mayor of Accra. We have gender dimensions of water, sanitation and hygiene. And the speakers are Dr. Ifia Zikaya of WaterAid. We have Dr. Grace Bidiakun of the National Development Planning Commission, and then Dr. Beatrice Alamensa from the Water and Sanitation Sector, the World Bank Office, Accra. Then we have a lecture which is on Ghana's performance in sanitation, and then we have Professor Chris Gordon. Then we also have another sub-team on environmental pollution, dealing with plastics and e-waste. And that will be a paper presented by Dr. Ahinkra, the Executive Secretary of the Energy Commission. But we also have an open forum, which is on private-public partnership in waste management. We're dealing with innovative and commercialization of waste. And that is going to be moderated by the Chief Director, Nana Odro-Kwatin, from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development.
Dr. Tego also bemoaned the attitude of Ghanaians when it comes to refuse disposal and appealed to the public to attend the opening forum of the event. He called on individuals and organizations to support in the organization of the New Year School.
When you look at the nation's data on Ghana's performance in the MDGs, particularly one relating to access to water and sanitation, you realize that Ghana has made a lot of gains in the area of access to water. The problem we have has to do with our performance in the sanitation sector, and that is why we are focusing more on that sector. So the lecture by Professor Chris Gordon is going to look at our performance in sanitation vis-a-vis the MDG. And bear in mind that we also have a slot on slums and peri-urban development, because part of the target for that particular goal is one on slums. And we think that Ghana, we need to look at how to upgrade our slums and how to ensure that we plan carefully when we are talking about peri-urban development.
How is Athena supposed to be like?
Opening ceremony is open to the public, and we expect that a lot of people will attend the opening. You know, sanitation and hygiene are becoming serious challenges in our country. You know, the way we have filth engulfing our cities and towns, and now cholera outbreaks are becoming a regular aspect of our lives. So we want a lot of Ghanaians to be there. We want everybody who thinks about Ghana and has Ghana at heart to patronize in the school, but more especially in the opening ceremony, because there you don't pay anything.
And I also understand the 64th New Year School has received a major boost through sponsorship from Zoom Lion Company.
Yes. This year, we are happy to announce support from Zoom Alliance. and they have given us some money to run the school, but that is not enough. So we still have to ask Ghanaians to pay something. So it's 250 if you want to attend.
That was the director of 64th Annual New Year School and Conference, Dr. Michael Tego, speaking to Bubu Klinogo.